I think most of it would be is realistic and is achievable. Like I said, out of the 2 billion, over 1.5 of it comes from the other changes. I see no reason really why those changes, which are basically putting housing benefit claimants in line with what people who are on lower incomes who work receive in terms of the standard of living. And I don't think, like I said, most people I think will support that, and I think the coalition won't have a problem. I think that they will be able to change the entitlements and people will slightly shift their behaviour and shift what they expect. And I don't really see it as a problem.